It was late October, a day before Halloween, and the weather was mimicking autumn in the Midwest, clear and sunny and cool. Driving into town, I could have sworn I smelled wood smoke in the air, and I half expected the leaves to be turning yellow and rust. It was a typical California unseason, but it felt like fall, and I was responding with inordinate good cheer. I'd come into the office that Saturday morning to take care of some bookkeeping chores, paying personal bills, getting out my statements for the month. I was so intent on the task at hand that I didn't realize anyone was standing in the doorway until the man cleared his throat. I reacted with one of those little jumps you do when you open the evening paper and a spider runs out.
I'm Alvin Lamardo, he said. Sorry if I startled you.
That's all right, I said. I just had no idea you were standing there. Are you looking for me?
If you're Kinsey Milhone, I am.
I got up and shook hands with him across the desk and then suggested that he take a seat. He was in his 50s, too gaunt for good health. His face was long and narrow, his chin pronounced. His hair was an ash gray clipped short, and he smelled of citrus cologne. The 2 inches of narrow wrist extending cuffless from his coat sleeves suggested shabbiness, though his clothing didn't really look worn. He held a slip of paper, which he folded twice, and he fiddled with that self-consciously. "What can I do for you?" I asked.
"I'd like you to deliver this."
He smoothed out the piece of paper then and placed it on my desk. It was a cashier's check drawn on a Los Angeles bank made out to someone named Tony Gayen for $25,000. I tried not to appear as surprised as I felt. He didn't look like a man with money to spare.
"You want to tell me what this is about?" "He showed me a kindness when I was down on my luck. I want to say thanks."
"What do you need me for?" He smiled briefly.
"An attorney would charge me $120 an hour to handle it. I'm assuming you'd charge considerably less."
"So would a messenger service," I said. "It's cheaper still if you do it yourself." He cleared his throat.
I tried that, but I'm not entirely sure of Mr. Gayen's current address. At one time, he lived on Stanley Place, but he's not there now. I went by this morning and the house is empty. Looks like it hasn't been lived in for a while. I want someone to track him down and make sure he gets the money. If you can estimate what that might run me, I'll pay you in advance."
"That depends on how elusive Mr. Gayen turns out to be." He took out a checkbook and began to write a check.
$200?
"Let's make it four. I can always refund the balance if the charges turn out to be less," I said. "In the meantime, I've got a license to protect, so this better be on the up and up. I'd be happier if you'd tell me what's going on." This was where he hooked me, because what he said was just offbeat enough to be convincing.
"I got into trouble with the law a while back and served some time. Tony Gayen was helpful to me just before I was arrested. He had no idea of my circumstances, so he wasn't an accessory to anything, nor would you be. I feel indebted."
"Why not take care of it yourself?"
"It's sort of like that Charles Dickens book, Great Expectations. He might not like having a convicted felon for a benefactor."
I shifted restlessly in my chair. What's wrong with this picture, I asked myself. "Where'd you get the money if you've been in jail?"
"Santa Anita. I'm still on parole and I shouldn't be playing the ponies at all, but I find it hard to resist. That's why I'd like to pass the money on to you. I'm a gambling man. I can't have that kind of cash around or I'll piss it away, if you'll pardon my French."
"What was the felony?" I asked. He dropped his gaze.
"I don't think that pertains. The money is clean and I came by it honestly. There's nothing illegal about the transaction, if that's what's worrying you."
Of course it worried me, but I wondered if I was being too fastidious. There was nothing wrong with his request on the face of it. "All right," I said. He nodded once, pleased.
"Good.